So there might have been a time in your life that you experienced that moment or a time that you felt perhaps truly and absolutely alone, where you felt there was no one that understood what you're going through, or simply you felt isolated. And perhaps there might have been a time that you felt where you were being attacked by, at every corner, everywhere you turned, you felt like you were being attacked. And you just let that despair just kind of sunk you down. And you're unable to see, as phrased by Monty Python, the bright side of life. Being unsure of where you're being led to, and just not sure of what's happening. So as we said, we are entering into this, our Lenten period with Christ as he's being led into the wilderness by the Spirit, where he spends 40 days fasting, 40 days and 40 nights, fasting and having these parallels running side by side, these parallels and completions with his ancestors that journeyed before him. The completion of when the Israelites wandered through the desert for 40 years until they were led into the promised land. With Moses, as he was taken up to the high point on the mountain and shown the kingdom promised to him and to the Israelites once they got through that wilderness journey. And all these different things that is happening to him in those 40 days being tempted are all the things completed in the law, that he was the fulfillment of the law, and in that moment truly seen as he encountered those temptations. And as he was led into the wilderness, as he was tempted by the devil about, first it was, if you're truly the Son of God, command these stones become bread of loaves of bread. If you're truly the Son of God, throw yourself down. Again, truly, if you're the Son of God, I will give you this kingdom. And each time, Christ responds with commandments and things that he's aware of, because he fully knows the law and he is fully there to complete it. And he's resisting, knowing that he was fully embodied by the Trinity, that he was fully God in those, fully God and fully human in both things. And that mystery that we encounter, a mystery that we embrace. So I was thinking of, as we are on that mountaintop experience, as we're sitting there contemplating, renewing and restoring our souls, as we're just simply being with God in those moments that we are encountering, it's remembering our baptismal promise, those promises that were made for us on our behalf, and that we confirm as we get older, that we are joined with Christ in our baptism, that we die and we are raised like him, that we are welcomed into the arms of the family of God, that we are restored and supported in each and every moment of our lives, and that we are freed from death. We are freed from the things, the shackles that hold us back, to fully embrace God, our Savior and Lord, who lives and breathes with us, is one being with us each and every day. And that in that baptismal promise, we are washed and we are restored. So as we are thinking about this journey that we're on, whether we observe it by fasting or if we add a spiritual practice during those 40 days, as we remember our journey towards the cross, it's to remember that we are not truly alone in the wilderness, that the Spirit is with us, holding us fast to the truths and promises given to us. And as Christ, that God was with him and God is with us, and that our footing may seem shaky at times, but we are standing on the promises of God, the promises of mercy, of life being restored and breathed into us once more, that grace has been given to us, and that hope can be restored, renewed, and like the sun that shines on us, we can feel God's light and life shine in and through us, and we can give that to others. And that we know when we are alone or we feel alone or lost, that we are truly not alone or lost, but God is always guiding us. Amen.